I'd like to share with you all how I believe God to meet my wonderful husband, Tom Cullen. Years before Tom and I knew each other, I was married to a man I loved very much. After 16 years of serving God together, he left. And a year later, he served me with divorce papers. And honestly, the hurt and the separation and the rejection and the grief was an immense burden to bear. But I determined that no person was going to break my soul. No person was going to cause me to doubt God and break my harmony with him. I remember Job, that the Lord Jehovah turned Job's captivity. And then he restored everything to Job double. He gave him double for everything he had lost. I knew God would do the same for me. He would bring me a man that was twice the man of the one I lost. But you know something? I didn't think about it every day. I didn't even pray about it every day. I just kept busy with the many things that God gave me to do and to serve. I was really blessed. In fact, during those years, I received job transfers to 3 different cities across our great country, places I had never lived. I met new people. I made new friends. I experienced new things that maybe I never would have before. I honestly loved my life. And then one day, one morning, 10.5 years after the divorce, I call it the divorce. It was never my divorce. It was the divorce. I didn't own it. But about 10.5 years later, I was getting ready for work, putting on my makeup, looking in the mirror, and I prayed for my future husband, whoever he was and wherever he was. And God, in his still small voice, gentle, tender, personal to me, assured me that he was working in that man's heart even now, just as he was working in my heart. And I glanced back in the mirror and smiled. Well, 6 months later, I got a phone call from a friend of mine who had moved to Georgia. He said he'd met a man named Tom Cullen, and he thought of me. I said, okay. He said, well, the reason I'm calling is because I want permission to give him your phone number. So I said, sure, why not? Have him call. And not long after, Tom called. That first conversation lasted 3 hours. Not one, not two, 3 hours, because the man can talk and share his heart. And I knew right then and there this was the guy God had in mind. Now, in September, we'll mark our 17th anniversary. Yeah. And I like to look at our relationship as it is similar to the book of Ruth. I'm Ruth, and he's my Boaz. God bless you, and thank you very much.